Imagine you have to go to the hospital for a procedure. You've checked to make sure your doctor is in your insurance's network, but the anesthesiologist might not be. Same with a radiologist or a pathologist. That means when you get your bill, it might include higher out-of-network costs. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would set up an arbitration procedure for patients who find themselves in that situation. Senator Debbie Lesko is the main sponsor of Senate Bill 1441. Here she is during the Senate vote on the bill.
What happens now is the patient has to, they call the doctor and they say, hey, what's going on? Then they call the doctor says, call the insurance company. The insurance company says, oh, that doctor's out of network, and back and forth and back and forth. And the patient, who sometimes is ill and sick, is stuck with this.
Under Lesko's proposal, if the medical bill is $1,000 or more, patients would be able to request arbitration to try to sort it out. Insurers and medical providers would be required to take part in that process. But Senator Nancy Bartow, during that same vote, said this measure would not solve the problem.
This bill would only apply to a tiny segment of the market with PPO plans, not self-funded plans, not HMOs, not Access, not Medicare.
Arizona's not the only state dealing with this issue. We're going to hear from two others, starting with Texas. Stacy Pogue is senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Texas, and I asked her what the law there is now about surprise medical bills.
So in Texas, if a patient gets a surprise medical bill today, if they went to an in-network hospital and were treated by an out-of-network doctor, one of six named doctor types that include ER doctors, anesthesiologists, radiologists as examples, if they get a surprise medical bill from one of those types of physicians, and it's more than $500, then they can ask for help from our Texas Department of Insurance. Their bill will go to mediation. It makes the insurance company and the doctor essentially pick up the phone and just talk. Most all of the disputes are resolved just on that phone call, but if not, they go through official mediation. And the result oftentimes is that the bill is reduced. Either the insurance company pays more or the doctor accepts less or some combination.
So this has been in effect for a number of years now. It sounds like it's working fairly well.
Yeah, so there are pieces that are working really well and some that aren't. But what does work really well is once a consumer can get into the system, and that's the challenge for consumers. There's so many hurdles that it's hard to get in. But once a consumer finds out about the mediation system and calls and asks for help, it is working. It's working really well. Doctors support it. Insurance companies support it. The consumers are saving lots of money.
What's not working well?
So we did a study here in Texas to look at how many people get surprise medical bills versus how many actually can request mediation. And there's this huge yawning gap between the two. We estimate that about 250,000 Texans get a surprise medical bill in a two-year period who technically could go to mediation under state law. But only 4,000 people have ever used mediation in Texas since 2009.
So is that an education issue, letting people who are eligible for mediation know that they are?
Yeah, so one of the biggest hurdles we think is the education piece. It's that consumers simply don't know. When you get the surprise bill from a provider, you feel obligated to pay it. You're scared about going to collections. You don't understand that there's a state program, that you have rights, essentially, under a state system to challenge that bill. And I think the other thing is that the entire onus for getting any help is placed solely onto that consumer's shoulders. And other states simply just don't do it that way.
So am I right that Texas lawmakers are looking at adjusting this bill a little bit or adjusting this law a little bit?
They are. So the good news is that they are looking at adding in some patients who have been excluded in the past, and they're adding in more provider types. So we've realized over time there's some loopholes, which is you could take a bill to mediation if it's from, say, an anesthesiologist, but not from a nurse anesthetist. Or you could take it from a bill to mediation from an ER doctor, but not from a nurse practitioner working under that ER doctor, right? So there's all these different types of providers who are sending surprise bills, but who aren't captured because our state law says there's six types of doctors for whom bills can be challenged. So we're wrapping in now with Senate Bill 507 this year, all the different types of healthcare providers who might be sending surprise bills when a consumer could not and would not have known that their healthcare was out of network.
Is it your hope and your expectation that this would be able to be the last word on this, or do you think that, you know, you're going to find more loopholes down the road that maybe you didn't know about now?
Oh, I don't think this will be the last word. I think it's a really important step forward, But I think in Texas, we still need to start working towards where, say, Florida or California and other states have landed, where the entire mess isn't just lands in the lap of the consumer, where if an out-of-network service happens and the consumer had no knowledge of it, didn't request an out-of-network provider, that it's not solely the responsibility of the consumer to figure out this complicated system. Other states have set up a mediation system or an arbitration system where it's just the doctor and just the insurance company who have to jump through the hoops, and it's not the patient. And I hope in Texas that's where we eventually end up.
Stacy Pogue is Senior Policy Analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Texas. California is another state that's passed a law on surprise medical bills. To find out about that one, I called Tam Ma. She's Legal and Policy Director at Health Access California, which is a state healthcare consumer advocacy coalition. And I asked her what was going on in that state leading up to this bill that was approved last year.
We had heard from a lot of consumers who were very frustrated that they got surprise medical bills when they thought they had done the right thing and followed their insurance company's rules and gone to an in-network hospital or lab, but then they ended up getting a surprise medical bill for either hundreds or thousands of dollars from an out-of-network doctor that they never chose and sometimes never met and had no control over. So we heard from consumers who got bills from anesthesiologists, radiologists, pathologists at, you know, hospitals, and this was just a fundamentally unfair thing because people thought they did the right thing by going into an in-network hospital. So we wanted to stop this practice and kind of get consumers out of the middle of these billing disputes that are really fights between their health plan or insurance company and the out-of-network doctors.
So what exactly does California's bill do? What changes under the new law that's taking effect soon?
Sure. Under the California law, if a consumer goes to an in-network hospital, they are only responsible for their in-network cost sharing, whether it's copays or deductibles, and nothing more than that. And out-of-network doctors are prohibited from billing the consumer anything more than the in-network cost sharing.
I would imagine that some of those specialists maybe weren't so thrilled about that.
Yeah, they were not thrilled about it. And, you know, one of the major, I guess, sticking points for the, like, you know, people, everyone could, was in agreement that consumers shouldn't be stuck in the middle of these disputes and that they should not be getting these bills. You know, the fight was really about what those out-of-network specialists ought to get paid. And so the California law ended up setting a default rate in statute, a starting point where those out-of-network doctors would get paid the greater of 125% of Medicare or the health plan's average rate that they pay for their in-network doctors on average. And then if the doctor wants to be paid more, there's an appeal process that they can go through with the state to, you know, see if the higher amount is appropriate.
Arizona is one of the states that is looking at doing something kind of similar to what California has done. I'm wondering if you've had a chance to look at Arizona's bill and what you make of it relative to what you got passed in California.
So, you know, I think it was important for us in California to make sure that consumers didn't have to go out of their way to fight these bills. If a consumer did the right thing by going to an in-network hospital, you know, they should only be responsible for their in-network copays. And so the California law covers all bills, whether it's $20, $100, $1,000, or more. A consumer never sees the out-of-network bill at all. And we think that's the strongest consumer protection because consumers just don't have time to fight these bills. It's already overwhelming to have to go to a hospital and get a procedure, especially if someone, you know, has a serious condition. They don't have the time or energy to have to fight with insurance companies and fight with out-of-network doctors. So it's very important to us to make sure that the consumer just never gets a surprise bill.
Is it better, though, for example, in the case of Arizona, to at least have a process set up for patients to say, look, this is what happened to me, let's work this out, as opposed to having to make a lot of calls and try to figure out on their own what they need to do to try to not have to pay that bill, or in fact to have to pay the bill that they didn't expect to have to pay?
Well, you know, under the California law, like, people should never get billed for more than their in-network copays. So an out-of-network doctor, you know, isn't allowed to bill a consumer until they find out from the consumer's insurance company what the in-network copay is, and then they can bill for that and nothing more. So the approach that we took made sure that consumers just never get a bill, you know, that's higher than what they normally would have to pay. So they wouldn't have to make any of those extra calls or go to, like, arbitration or having to, like, write letters and appeal.
Tam Ma is Legal and Policy Director at Health Access California. Arizona's bill dealing with surprise medical bills, SB 1441, is awaiting debate in the House. It's already cleared the state Senate.